listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Oh, hello. Alan here with you for your Friday. Having a look at what I'm going to put in the show. What a show it was for your Friday the 13th, your Black Friday. I had Josh Gibson on the show from Hawthorn. He's now hosting Sports Tonight. He's making a comeback on Win. Very excited about it. Of course, as a Hawthorn supporter, I was more than happy to have a chat with him for any reason, let alone Sports Tonight. But yes, had a chat with him. We'll chuck that in there. Also, talking a little bit about the whole sugar tax. We'll put that in there as well. Had Anita, Anita from Bridgetown, chatting all things that's going on there. A shark bit a model on Instagram. That was pretty funny. We'll put that in there as well. Also, on top of everything, Holly from Oceanic Marine, our Concat for Cash, our final entry was in. And a little bit of a paranormal story as well. Look out for a couple of the other extras in there as well for the catch-up. Take care. Have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy.
Alan for Breakfast.
For Breakfast.
Yes, and good morning. Hopefully you're doing well. Just touching on that news story we heard about what's going on just near Broome with the bus crashing into the bull. Happens more often than you'd think. I lived in Broome for a little while a few years back. And one of the scariest encounters I've had, we were driving back from Derby, a bunch of us after checking out, I'm not joking, an art show. We were driving back from Derby at, say, about 10 o'clock at night. And it's pitch black, as you'd expect, middle of nowhere. And there's just wild cows everywhere. Everywhere. At one point, we're driving, and it was almost like a ghost. This big white bull just standing in the middle of the road. I wasn't driving, but we managed to slow right down, just managed to get around it without any fatality. But it happens more often than you think. Very, very dangerous driving around that area. So, in saying that's wet today on the road, so please do be careful about that as well. Sports Night is coming back this Sunday on Win. Cannot wait for this. Love this show. I remember I used to watch it all the time. And I happen to have one of the hosts on the line. He's a former Hawthorn champion, three-time premiership player, the golden fist himself, Josh Gibson. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Alan. How are you, mate?
I'm ecstatic to chat to you, mate. Between you and me, I just happen to be a Hawthorn supporter. So I'm very, very happy to chat to you. Now, I do want to quickly give you a bit of love over here in WA, as you are a Hawthorn player, former Hawthorn player. Yep. So I thought I'd ask the first question. Which premiership win was sweeter, the one over West Coast Eagles or Fremantle Dockers?
You try to get me shot over there or give me some love? I think I'll take C, the one against Sydney.
You know what? Correct answer. Ding. Now, you're an expert, obviously, at all things AFL. What else are you bringing to Sports Tonight?
Well, I think the really good thing about Sports Tonight now is we've got, obviously, Matt White hosting, myself and Laurie Daly, and yes, Laurie's league and I'm AFL, but we're both lovers of sport, and as we know, Sports Tonight covers everything, you know, so yeah. I'm really looking forward to getting into some motorsport. We'll be lucky, we'll get to wrap up World Cup soccer this week, which has just been phenomenal. So it's just going to be like the old days. We're going to show you everything, we're going to be talking about everything, and of course we're going to have the play of the day at the end of the show, which was an icon in Australia.
Yeah, I love the play of the day. Who actually gets to choose the play of the day?
I think we'll sit down in production meeting and have a little chat. I know that I'll probably be at the bottom of the pecking order, but I'm guessing... I'm guessing Matt will pull the strings most of the time when it comes to the play of the day, but I'll be doing my best to try and get a say, that's for sure.
The real mission is trying to find the obscure ones. I remember I used to watch it. It would be like a chipmunk on water skis or something like that every now and then.
Yeah. We're putting a call out to all Australian athletes. Get creative and get yourself on play of the day. Give us some material, please.
Absolutely, mate. Now, what have you been up to? I know that you're always busy fashion-wise. What else have you been up to?
I've got a skincare company, which has taken me to Sydney, so I'm living up there at the minute. It's called St. Goat, which is great. I'm doing some commentating for Fox, which I'm thoroughly enjoying, and now Sports Tonight. So, busy man, but it's good. It's good to still be in sport, a little bit in AFL, so I can stay pretty active there. And because, living in Sydney, it's a little bit different, mate. You pick up the paper and there's not a lot of AFL in there.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's a completely different story over here in the West. One thing that did shake us all here in the West was the announcement of Cyril Rioli retiring. Have you had a chance to catch up with him since he made the announcement?
No, look, I haven't had a chance to catch up with him since he made the announcement. You know, it's been a tough year with some family issues, and Cyril's a... a really loyal family man. He just felt like he needed to be close to home. And, you know, family comes first. There's not many things that come ahead of football, but family's definitely one of them. And, you know, I think we're lucky that we got to see Cyril in action for the Hawks in 2008. He's been a fantastic role model for the game. You know, he did so much for our club. I certainly enjoyed playing with him because the things he would do to defenders, I'd just stand at the other end of the ground laughing. So I'm going to cherish all those moments of playing with him, and I hope everything is okay with him and his family.
Absolutely, mate. Well, I'm looking forward to catching you on Sports Tonight this Sunday on Win. It's been a pleasure to chat with you, mate. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Alan.
That there, Josh Gibson, absolute superstar. I try not to gush too much when I'm chatting to a Hawthorn champion like that. I've been loving MasterChef this season, and I was very sad to see this lady sent home last night. Kristen on the line. Morning, how are ya?
Yeah, I'm okay, thank you. Just a little bit of egg on my face.
See what you did there. Congratulations on making it as far as you did. You've got to be happy with that.
Yeah, look, it was the most incredible experience of my life, and I wasn't ready to go home. I don't think anyone ever is, but looking back at it, it was just the best time, and I'm so grateful.
What were some of the big highlights for you?
Oh, there's so many. Darren Purchase, he's a massive idol. That last one was Peter Gilmore. Cooking up in Catherine Gorge in Darwin was just, it was really difficult. It was so hot, but looking back at it, such amazing memories. But I think the best one was cooking for Nigella and winning that trip to London.
Yeah, how great was that?
Oh, so amazing. I mean, there's never been a prize like that on MasterChef before.
No.
I think all our jaws hit the floor when we heard that. So to actually take it out and then to get to do it was, I never thought something like that could happen to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Nigella Lawson has just announced that she's actually going to be heading here to WA for the Gourmet Escape. What is she like in person? What is she like?
Look, you expect Nigella to be lovely, but then she's actually more lovely than you can imagine. She's so warm and so genuine and really giving of her time. You know, when she comes and talks to you at your bench, she's really listening to you and wanting to understand where it is you're wanting to go with your food.
Wow. One day I'm going to find someone that says something bad about her, but I don't think I'm going to find that anytime soon. Everyone just loves her.
She's amazing.
Now, you did mention some of the amazing prizes, obviously hanging out with Nigella Lawson, definitely one of them, but I want to talk about the superhero power that was revealed. What was everyone's thoughts who didn't win it? You were there. What was the general feeling going around? Was it like a little bit of anger, a little bit of shock? What was it?
Oh, definitely no anger or shock. I think we were so excited for Chloe to have won that. She'd had a lot of ups and downs in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And she did so incredibly well that day. And, yeah, to get something like that, good on her. And I think that's the way we felt. You know, every time someone won a pin, we wanted it for them because they're our friends.
Yeah, but then they could beat you in a competition.
yeah, sure. But, you know, if it was me, I'd want people to be happy for me as well. And you genuinely, these people, you become so close to them. They become like family so quickly because you're so shut off from the rest of the world. So you really do want everyone to do well.
And because you all live together as well in like almost bunk beds and stuff, isn't it?
Not almost bunk beds.
Yeah, it is bunk beds. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense why there'd be a close connection. I can't, just the competitive side of me would just be a little bit like when I saw that superpower where they can just avoid a tasting, I'd be a little bit like, oh, I don't like that.
No, not at all. I think, we're all so supportive of each other and just want each other to do well. So no anger or resentment there at all.
Oh, that's really nice. Now, a question that I do ask every single contestant that's been eliminated from MasterChef is, what were you eating last night while watching yourself get eliminated?
Oh, you're not going to believe it. I was eating a snow egg.
Oh, no, you weren't.
I was. I made four of them for myself, my husband, it was his birthday, and our friends. We sat eating snow eggs and watching the snow egg. You've got to perfect these things. If you go out on something, then you got to, the judges always said, you know, go home, review it, try it again. And that's what I did.
But I get the opposite from every other person I've asked. Whenever they've been eliminated on something, I've gone, did you try and do this again? They're like, nah.
Really?
No. Yeah, like majority of the contestants. Yeah, no, that's good, but that means that you're on to a winner. If you've got that attitude, I like it. Sad to see you sent home, but thanks for the chat this morning.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
The weekly local news wrap with Marion Print.
Yes, and I have Marion Print in the studio with me. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. It's been another busy, busy week here in the southwest with Nola Marino just throwing cash left and right. It's great.
She loves it. Good news for the southwest, though. So over $1 million is going to the Busselton Margaret River Airport. That
Love
is
it.
Going towards some industrial areas so we can open up some business.
Mm. We did touch on that Qantas was still potentially looking at creating a flight academy here. Mm. Have we heard anything more about that? They're still waiting?
No. So they're travelling for the nine, those nine towns.
Yeah.
But Busselton, I went to the announcement and they are, in the plans, they're planning out where that school would possibly be.
Yeah.
So they're planning ahead.
Well, hopefully your funding is a show of good faith and they go, they're wanting to develop it. We should go there too. Hopefully. I don't know.
I don't
have a mindset of Qantas. I don't know. But I just think maybe there's something good like that. But she also funded some other things as well.
Yeah. So the jetty got over $300,000. Harvey Sports Centre got over $600,000. And the St. John Ambulance Sub Centre got over $1 million.
So, that's great.
Yeah. That's going to be in Busselton. And thanks, Nola.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Ka-ching. We appreciate it. Also, there's a brand new app out worth talking about as well for school kids.
Yeah. So this was announced this week. It's available now from the App Store. Over $100,000 was put towards this. Mm-hmm. And the Arility Road Safety Pack is available to all regional primary schools.
Yeah, which is
between
great.
Between 4 and 11. And yeah, it's pretty much to get them early, learning about road safety because cyclists and pedestrians are the people that are most at risk.
Yeah, so and those little things as well, like when it comes to like, you know, you get off a school bus, you don't want to walk in front of the school bus because no one can see you. Little things that they're learning like that. It's definitely a great, great app.
Yeah.
And also there's something coming up in the telecommunication landscape.
Yeah. So there is a federal review. They have to do this because they sold off Telstra.
Yep.
The regional telecommunications review will be in Bunbury next week on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And that is for anyone that is having problems with I guess, communicating.
Yeah, fair
so
enough.
So they want to hear about black spots.
Cool. Let all my mates in Capel know. I'll give them a call. Oh, wait, I can't because there's a black spot near Capel. Yeah, that's great. So this is a way that people can get in there and just talk about the black spots that are happening in the community because they need to know about them.
Yeah, absolutely. Otherwise, they won't get fixed.
Yeah.
But also, you know, any other problems about telecommunications or ideas, I guess, and anything they want to hear about it, but probably not about your bill.
Or your NBN?
Oh, yeah, NBN.
Yeah, that could be a whole summit all by itself. We'll quickly bang through some events that are happening this weekend. Tonight there's a big one happening.
Yep, so at 6 p.m. the Slammers Quiz Night is on. Dan Leach.
Oh, a very old. He's so great. I'm looking forward to I'm going to be there for that, so I'm looking forward to that one. And also, people need to make a brand new reusable bag. There's a little bit of a thing happening for that as well.
Yep. So at the Margaret River Education Campus, the Shire of Augusta Margaret River is putting on a sort of how do you make a reusable bag?
Yeah.
So I guess they'll be making out of T-shirts or whatever you want to bring.
But
that's for Plastic Free July.
I'd like a brand new seminar on how to just remember to take them to the shops.
They maybe get a tattoo.
Good idea. Thanks, Marion.
Drive home with fishing. A jerk on one end of the line. Waiting for a jerk on the other end. What's biting in the southwest on Triple M?
Oh, morning, Holly. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, doing pretty well. The weather was a bit good for you this week, but now it looks like it's made a bit of a turn.
The weather's been crazy all the time. Last weekend, Cameron, Sophie and I went out for a crab. The weather, it doesn't matter how, if it's raining or windy, the crab's like, you know, the deadliest catch. That's when they actually go off.
Yep.
But we got our 20. What we did, though, the first run, the fourth net sort of thing, had two crabs in it, nothing else. Come around the second run, this fourth net had like a couple of crabs again. So what we did is brought all the other nets around that area. So it was like a basketball court.
Yeah, yeah.
And we put them all there. We ended up getting 22, threw two back, which the kids wanted to keep. But I said, no, you're only allowed 20.
Oh,
so
teaching
them. And yeah, I sent you that photo. Yeah, beautiful. That was straight out of the pot.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I did see it. Like, geez, a lot there. Great.
Remember those garlic crabs? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. having flashbacks in the best possible way.
I know, right? Well, Max and I got out Wednesday. It was a good day. And like with my lawn mowing run, this rain's not really helping me. But when it's a good day to go fishing, you don't worry about the lawns, you go fishing. next week, guys, too, looks good. So, we ended up with two dewies. Nice pinky, nice harlequin, and that big cuttlefish. I sent you that photo.
Yeah, I've chucked it up on our Instagram. People can check that out. That thing is a monster.
Well, it's like 1.2 metres long. Just, but beautiful, mate. So if you're around the area in the next few days, come down, we'll have a feed. What I did notice too, when we got back to port, Anthony Copeland pulled in and his cat, they got a nice couple of dewies, but I did notice they hadn't gilled and gutted the dewies.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, in your best interest is gill and gut the fish as soon as you catch them. Ice block in their belly, and it just changes. Maxine actually had a well-renowned chef from Perth come down, and she said, "Well, you can cook." So she pulled out some jewfish, and he said, "You know what's that?" And she said, "Jewfish," and he said, "Well, geez, that's the nicest looking jewfish I've ever seen. You know, just it's so white." Well, when the professionals catch them, they don't gill and gut either, and by the time it probably gets to the restaurant, you know, it's probably 3 or 4 days old.
Yeah,
you know, the meat's just a bit grey and stuff, but I was at a customer's house the other day, and we were talking about diving, and she said, "Oh, you know, just be careful of those sharks and stuff, you know." And I said, "Well, if I saw a great white, you know, probably after I squirted ink like a squid, you know, I'd still be in awe of it." And when I said that, she just lost it laughing. And then she rang me the next day, said she saw a couple of her friends that went out for lunch, and she told them that as well, and they just lost it laughing. She said, "I've never heard it said like that."
No, I don't think anyone here on Triple M has. So there you go. I think everyone's going to be using that expression.
A few big King Georges getting around. Guys, get out there. Like I said, in summer, ping your holes. The King Georges are still there. Whiting in 30 metres, I've heard they are getting them over now, a little bit bigger. So the next trip, Maxine and I are going to try and duck over there as well. Snapper still going off, guys. All your drains, Monaghans, the jetty. Just crazy. And plus the Mulloway. The weekend weather's not looking too good, though. This front hopefully will stir up the crabs again, though. And like I was saying, Wednesday, guys, looks pretty good. So, tight line.
Excellent, Holly. Thanks for that, mate.
Cheers, mate. Have a good weekend.
Yes, Renee is out in the Triple M Street Patrol. Hello, Renee.
Happy Friday the 13th.
Black Friday, scary Friday. Do you have any paranormal stories, Renee?
Well, not paranormal, but just pretty scary.
All right.
A really long time ago, I had to see Cliff Reeve do a nudie run, and that's enough for me.
That's haunting.
It forever is.
Yeah, no.
Seeing that man bare bottom. Oh, yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah, no. I think that beats any ghost story I'm ever going to hear. So
it's wide enough as a ghost.
Oh, would you look at that? I've got the goosebumps again. Renee, where are you now?
Oh, well, this morning I'm here at Margaret River at Subway because a dollar from every foot long is going towards Guinness Five for Kids because it's Foot Long Friday.
Yes, this is great. We teamed up with them to raise money for Give Me Five for Kids, and $1 from every foot long sold goes straight to Give Me Five for Kids. We love it.
We just can't thank their efforts enough because it's also happening at the Busselton store and the Dunsborough store. So anywhere in the southwest, and you go, I'm going to get some lunch. Mm. Come in Subway, get a footlong, teriyaki chicken, meatball, ham, turkey, whatever you need. And a dollar goes to helping sick kids.
Maybe put all that on one sub. That's great. And what are you giving away today, Renee?
I've got Harvey Fresh Juice, Icebreak Iced Coffee, and Oak Flavoured Milk.
That's excellent. Thank you very much, Renee.
No worries. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, not about Cliff Butt, please, okay?
No more. No more.
I feel like starting a brand new segment going, hey, maybe wait a second before you consider having kids after what has been, in my opinion, a completely dumb decision done by one, and I'm going to use the term model very, very loosely here, once she was posing for a photo for Instagram. Now, she was in the Bahamas, and she thought, you know what would be a great photo? Me lying down in the middle of the ocean, surrounded by a bunch of little sharks. How great is this going to get me on Instagram? Hashtag loving the life. Hashtag sharks for days. Hashtag, oh no, I just got bitten on the wrist by a shark. That's exactly what happened. She was sitting there just laying down trying to, I don't know, get that perfect shot when the 5-foot shark came up and bit her on the wrist. She said that she was leaning back for no more than 10 seconds and the shark decided, you know what, I'll take your hand. Why not? And gave her a cheeky bite. She claims that the shark mistook her. I don't know. Looking at a few of these Instagram models, I can say that I'm in the Sharks' favour on this one. Now, she's not seriously, well, she's not dead or anything like that, so I can't joke about it. Triple M Alan for breakfast. I've got Anita on the line from the Bridgetown Visitor Centre. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Alan.
How have you been lately? I know that Bridgetown's been a little bit cooler than usual.
Oh, minus two, you know. Very bracing, but when the sun's shining, it's absolutely glorious.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you guys got so much going on in town at the moment. I just want to quickly touch on this puzzle, because this is the last weekend people have the chance to see this over 40,000-piece puzzle.
That's correct, yes. 7 metres long and 2 metres wide. It's the size of a small house.
Yeah, and that's why it's only out for a limited time, because I'm sure there's no room in there to do anything.
Well, we've had a lot of other puzzles kids have been doing, because Ravensburger were kind enough to send the people who organised it a whole stack of free jigsaw puzzles.
Oh, that's great.
There's a lot of three-dimensional ones. There's a doll's house, there's a fort, there's a pirate ship.
Yeah, okay. So people are having all sorts of fun with that.
Yes.
Now, we do know the ghost tours are coming up, but they're all booked out, which is great to see. Another big event that I'm looking forward to is the Masquerade Ball. This is going to be great.
Yes, it is. It's in aid of the Flying Doctor Service, and it's got a theme of magic, mystery, and mayhem.
Ooh.
And a colour theme of purple, black, and silver.
One of my favourite colours.
Yes. So the idea is that you get dressed up, wear a masquerade mask, and come along for a great night. And the cost is $20, and tickets are available at the door.
That's excellent. And also another big event coming up as well. You've got this big Words in the Valley Festival coming up.
We do. It's a weekend devoted to readers and writers. So you can attend workshops with authors and learn how to write books. There's a children's session.
Yep.
With Leanne White. She's going to be at the library, and the kids are going to be able to write a story about a small animal and then make it up into a book.
That's great.
And then on the Sunday, we've got the Blackwood Poetry Prize being awarded. That's a competition that's been going on for quite some time.
That's great. That one's happening at the Cidery, isn't it?
It's happening at a Cidery, yes.
Yeah. There, have a cheeky cider and, see some awards get handed out. I love it. Well, it seems like everything's always going on in Bridgetown. Of course, if anyone has any other questions, they can pop in and see you at the Visitor Centre. Thanks for the chat today, Anita.
No worries, Alan. See you next week.